moment. Polar HDX. Morning, Daniel. It's K8HAN. It's Brian out in Greenville. How are you?
Sorry, man. It's Patrick on this end. I thought you said KJ, but I'm doing good.
Good. I turn on this radio every morning and never say anything that I say it was out there this morning. It's a little early, but on the way to work and hoping for a great day. And I wish you a great day, too.
Hesitate to throw your call out. I'm generally out here this time of morning, no problems. Sitting here waiting on the customers to get here.
I'll tell you what happens. I get into conversations and kind of run out of things to say. I think it just takes practice to get the gift of gab on the radio. Face-to-face, I don't have that much problem with the conversation, but on the radio, it gets a little difficult sometimes.
I still run into the same problem. Even when I talk to guys that I've been talking to for over a year now, I still run into that problem. So don't worry too much about it.
Gold. I think it's just a kind of a chemistry thing. You got to have two people in the right mood to get going on a good conversation, find something you got in common in a short period of time and get to talking.
I'm with you there. So how long have you had your license?
Now, I took the technician test, I think it was probably a little less than a year, maybe 10 months ago, something like that. My original call sign was KO4LAP, and then I got the vanity call sign, changed it to K8HAN. I took the general test a few months later, and I've been doing some HS stuff. A lot of parks on the air. Again, not a lot of conversation. Every now and then I'll find someone and get some talking going, but a lot of, you know, contesting kind of stuff.
I had my technician license since September of 2020, and then I went and got my general upgrade this past November. So I'm just getting into the HS stuff still.
A very expensive hobby, but it really is fun to, you know, especially HF, picking up the mic and finding that you can talk to somebody in Venezuela. That's pretty cool.
You had contact yet. Mine's all been here in the U.S. Got into digital first of the month over the Christmas break, so been playing with it a little bit.
I'd like to give that a try. I have a Mac laptop that I think I can connect to my HF rig, and I got downloaded some software for FT8, but I'm really not even sure what that is. I think it's just kind of a exchanging call signs kind of mode or something like that. It's not really for talking. It's more just for making contacts.
FT8 is just for making contacts, but there are JS8 call, PSK31, and a couple others where you can actually carry on a conversation. So it just depends on which one you want to work.
Yeah, it just takes time, and I don't have any heat in my shack at home, so I run out of patience, too, being out there in the cold.
My shack is in my office in the house, so I don't have to worry too much about that.
Voice before, are you the guy with the truck that delivers the tools, or is that somebody else?
Nope, that's me. I own a Matco tool business.
Okay, I know that logo. I've seen it on other trucks. I followed the saga where you were trying to find a truck, buying a truck, and the whole thing there. I followed you all the way through that, just listening on the air.
Dealing with parts of that. I've got the truck replaced finally. Then had to fight my insurance company to get them to do their job. It was a whole ordeal, and very stressful, and glad that part of it's behind me.
Gotta start making money and forget about all that. What's your area like? You driving around all day?
Different areas I work each day of the week, trying to keep everything localized to service that area that day, and then move on to the next area the next day. But there are some overlap areas. So, like today and tomorrow. Today I'm in Cherrydale and the Berea area, and then tomorrow I'm in Cherrydale area. So kind of right on top of each other, but there's just so much I can't get it all done.
Too much than too little. Hey, it's good to be out on the road and driving around and talking to real people, too, all the time. And I guess for the dead spots, you got the radio and the truck, so it keeps you busy all day.
I listen all day, but sometimes I I can't come back, or there's other people in here, or I'm in the middle of doing something else and just can't get back to the radio. But I do try to listen most all day.
I go in. I'm an engineer, so I sit in an office all day, and with COVID, there's not even anybody in the office, so it gets a little boring, you know. A lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings. It gets old. Often wish I'd have chosen a different line of work.
It's boring now with nobody else in the office. Can you carry your HD in with you and at least listen to it while you're in there?
EchoLink on my phone before. Put the headphones on and turn on EchoLink and listen to what was going on the repeater. Sometimes there's quite a bit, especially around the 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock time frame.
Hey, there's a group of us on here the morning earlier. I'm the last one of a group right now on here. But like 5:30 to 6:30, they're usually on here. We're riding to work. Carry on a conversation about what we've done in the week, you know, whatever. So if you're ever up, feel free to join in.
I'll do that. I got to get out to the meeting, too, and start meeting some people. I hear a lot of voices. I can't put any faces to names or anything. I think it'd be good to, you know, actually meet people. It'd be a whole lot easier to talk to them on the radio if you know them in person.
And nobody's ever who they seem when you meet them face-to-face. I found that out. It's amazing. You get to talking to somebody and you think you know kind of a little bit about them, and then you meet them face to face, and they're nothing like what you were expecting.
Hey, you just reminded me of a little story. I was in the Navy in the Persian Gulf. We were out there with a bunch of French ships, and there was this one lady you talked on the radio all the time, and she sounded awesome, and I couldn't wait to meet her. And then let's just say I was very disappointed when I finally did.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. But yeah, that had to be disappointing in that situation.
I don't think I'll have that same problem with a bunch of guys on the radio, but yeah, it's not always what you hear.
L4PXB.
Good morning. I believe it's Lloyd, if I remember correctly. KO4HKX here.
Lloyd, awesome. I was going to ask the guy in the Navy if that's who I'm talking to. Was it a sub or a fub?
This was a Arleigh Burke destroyer, a target. I did some sub time and I did some service time, or surface time rather, a little bit of everything. I served on a sub and an aircraft carrier and a destroyer.
Pretty cool, so you definitely went across a few continents. Didn't mean to interrupt y'all's conversation.
It was a very good time. I would do it again in a heartbeat and kind of wish I'd have stayed in. I have a lot of friends who are captains and admirals now, and like I said, I sit in front of a computer bored all day.
4PXB, yeah, I retired Army as a command sergeant major, so it's, and I would have stayed till 30, but the training brigade they wanted to send me to did not want to up the standards of training like the unit I came from. I was not Special Forces qualified, but I was in a attached to a Special Forces unit, so we did the same type of training, but they didn't want to go to those standards, so I said, well, then you obviously don't want me here.
Yeah, I unfortunately hear a lot about that kind of thing, where there's somebody who, you know, tries to make a reasonable request and gives them an opportunity to keep them, and just the bureaucracy of the military won't give.
When I was talking about going to that training brigade unit, that, you know, I pretty much told them, said, okay, I understand the heat index, and we got to go by the category, you know, 5 heat standards and black flag and stuff like that. But combat situations do not stop when you've got 130, 140 degree weather in your black flag conditions. You have to train for that situation and continue on, but you just watch your soldiers more and make sure that they drink water more and, you know, be more mindful in that situation, because things don't stop. They continue on. You think the bullet's going to stop firing because, you know, the heat index and the temperature got over a certain percentage? No.
K8HAN. Yeah, that's for sure. is, I never understood the whole military backing down on training conditions, especially today. A lot of fighting goes on in the desert and stuff, so you're going to experience those hot temperatures. I'm at my destination here. I got to get in and get a meeting started. I know one of you guys is Lloyd. I didn't catch the other name. My call sign is K8HAN. It's Brian in Greenville. I'll try to get on a little bit more in the morning. Nice to meet you guys, and I'll be signing off. Thanks a lot. 73.
Day. Nice to meet you. And it's Patrick on this end, KO4HKX. And Lloyd, I am going to hop off also. I've got to get the truck opened up and ready to go. Good to talk to you this morning. And 73s, I'll be clear.
4PXB, both y'all be careful. I'm still making the ride in from Greenville to Spartanburg. Do y'all please be careful? 73.